God in heaven, we thank you this day for your mercies that are new every day. Thank you for the beautiful sunshine and the good things that you give to us in this life. Pray for your children throughout the world, those who are starving, so need to do your will. Pray for your brothers in Mexico, our Alfonso's family, our Edgar's family. Bless each one. Thank you again. Okay, today we're ready for Psalm 144. I shall exalt you, my God and my King, and I shall bless your name forever and to ages of ages. Every day I shall bless you and praise your name forever and to ages of ages. Praise the Lord and exceedingly praiseworthy. And his greatness has no limit. Generation and generation shall bring good words. And they shall declare your power, gracious speaking of my name, the glory of your holiness. They shall describe your wonders. They shall also speak of the power of your awesome deeds and describe your great majesty. They shall overflow with the memory of your rich goodness and the great rejoice in your righteousness. The Lord is gracious and merciful, long-suffering, and abundant in mercy. The Lord is good to all, and his mercies are upon all his works. Praise you, and the Holy Ones bless you. They shall tell of your kingdom's glory, and they shall speak of your power. Let all the sons of men know your power, and the glory of your kingdom's anger. Your kingdom is the kingdom of all the ages. Your dominion is from generation to generation. The Lord is faithful and good and holy in all his works. The Lord supports all who stumble, and restores all who are broken down. All eyes look in you. And you give them their food in due season. And you open your hand to fill every living thing with your pleasure. The Lord is righteous in all his ways, and holy in all his works. The Lord is good to all who call upon him, to all who call upon him in truth. He shall do the will of those who fear him. And he shall hear their supplications and save them. The Lord keeps all who love him, but all the sinners he shall utterly destroy. My mouth shall speak the Lord's praise, and let all flesh bless his holy name forever and into ages of ages. Okay. I noticed again verse 9. God keeping up his words. Because his mercies are upon all his words. And in verse 10, let all your words praise you. This is the same that God made to praise him. Just by looking at the things that God made, we think that God and they give praise to God. Just by being God made them. And then the last part of verse 10 says, and the Holy One blessed you. I think the Holy Ones are people that bless God. In verse 11 it says that they tell of his kingdom glory and of his power. So all the sons of men, they know his power and glory of his kingdom.
So the Holy Ones,
all the world was created by God. Everything points towards God, but then the Holy Ones, in the kingdom of God, hell, actually speak of him. And in a way that the sons of men may know, in a way that gives more understanding, more God is merciful God. Jesus said that a bruised tree will not break, and smoking flax will not quench. It shows how merciful God is, that He wants what's He won't just cut someone off or just punish someone. Just put them away right away. As long as there's a little spark, as long as someone a little light, God wants to be restored. Next week, your assignment, tell about something that you see in nature that praises God, something that impresses you. And for the older boys, tell about someone that gave testimony to God. It talks about the latter part of verse 10, the holy ones, that says, tell of His kingdom's glory, speak of His power, give an example of someone who is a holy person that spoke of God and gave testimony of Him. Right. Go ahead.
We are supposed to memorize Ephesians 6, 10-13, and it finally be strong in the Lord and in the strength of His might. Put on the full armor of God so that you will be able to stand firm against the schemes of the devil. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, the powers, the world forces of this darkness, the spiritual forces of wickedness in heavenly places. Therefore, take up the full armor of God so that you will be able to resist in the evil day, and having done everything, you will be able to stand firm.
Finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of His might. Put on the full armor of God so that you will be able to stand firm against the schemes of the devil. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the powers, against the world forces of this darkness, against the spiritual forces of wickedness in the heavenly places. Therefore, put on the full armor of God so that you'll be able to resist in the evil day, and having done everything, to stand firm.
Finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of His might. Put on the full armor of God so that you will be able to stand firm against the schemes of the devil. And then, for our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the powers, against the world forces of this darkness, forces, against spiritual forces of wickedness in heavenly places. Take up the full armor of God so that you will resist in the evil day, having done everything to stand firm.
Our assignment was to memorize Ephesians 6, 10-17. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of His might. Put on the full armor of God so that you will be able to stand firm against the schemes of the devil. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the powers, against the world forces of darkness, of this darkness, against spiritual forces of wickedness in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the full armor of God so that you will be able to resist an evil day, and having done everything, to stand firm. Stand firm, therefore, having girded your loins with truth, and having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. In addition to all, take up the shield of faith which you will be able to extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one, and take up the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God.
Therefore, finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of His might. Put on the full armor of God so that you will be able to stand firm the schemes of the devil. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the powers, against the world forces of this darkness, against the spiritual forces in the heavenly places. Stand firm, therefore. Take up the full armor of God.
Take up the full armor of God so that you will be able to resist the evil day, having done everything to stand firm.
Stand firm, therefore. Having taken up the full armor of God.
Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Take unto you the whole armor of God, that you will be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, and spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you will be able to stand in the evil day. And having done all, to stand. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about in truth, and put on the breastplate of salvation, and having your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, take unto you the shield of faith, wherewith you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. Take unto you the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the truth.
Finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of His might. Put on the full armor of God so that you will be able to stand firm against the schemes of the devil. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the powers, against the world forces of this darkness, against the spiritual forces of wickedness in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the full armor of God so that you will be able to resist in the evil day, and having done everything, to stand firm. Stand firm, therefore, having girded your loins with truth, and having girded your loins with truth, and having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. In addition to all, take up the shield of faith with which you will be able to extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God.
Finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of His might. Take up the full armor of God so that you will be able to stand firm against the schemes of the devil. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the powers, against the world forces of this darkness, against the spiritual forces of wickedness in heavenly places. Therefore, take up the full armor of God so that you will be able to resist in the evil day, and having done everything, to stand firm. Stand firm, therefore, having girded up your loins with truth, and having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. In addition to all, taking up the shield of faith with which you will be able to extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God.
Finally, brethren,
be strong in the Lord and in His might. Put on the full armor of God, which you will be able to stand firm against the schemes of the devil. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the powers, against the world forces of darkness, and against the spiritual forces of wickedness in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the full armor of God, which you'll be able to stand firm in the evil day, having done everything to stand firm. Stand firm, having girded your loins with truth, and put on the breastplate of righteousness, and shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace, and taking on all the breastplate, or the shield of faith, with which you will be able to extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one, and take the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God.
Finally, be strong in the Lord and the power of His might. Put on the full armor of God, so that you will be able to stand firm against the schemes of the devil. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the powers, against the world forces of this darkness, and against the spiritual forces of wickedness in heavenly places. Therefore, take up the full armor of God, with which you will be able to resist in the evil day, and having done everything to stand firm. Stand firm, therefore, having girded your loins with truth, and having put on the breastplate. Having girded your loins with truth, and having put on the breastplate of the gospel of peace, and having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of truth. Finally, take the shield of faith with which you'll be able to extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God.
Finally, trust in the Lord and in His might. Put on the full armor of God. Put on the full armor of God so that you'll be able to stand firm against the schemes of the devil. For our struggles are not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the rulers, against the powers, against the world forces of darkness, and against the spiritual wickedness of the heavenly place. Therefore, take up the full armor of God so that you'll be able to stand firm in the evil day, and that doing everything to stand firm. Stand firm, having girded your loins with truth, and having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace, and to all taking up the shield of faith with which you will be able to extinguish all the flaming arrows from the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation, the sword of the Spirit, for this is the Word of God.
Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord, and in the power of His might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the powers, against the rulers, against the wickedness of this world, and the spiritual wickedness of high places. Wherefore, take on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand in the evil day, having done all to stand. Gird your loins with the belt of truth and the breastplate of righteousness. Shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. But above all, taking the shield of faith, that you may be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. And taking the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God.
Stand firm, therefore, having girded your loins with truth, and having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. And in addition to all, take up the shield of faith, that you will be able to extinguish all the fiery arrows of the evil one. And finally, put on the helmet of faith, of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God.